And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're live at the Sport Fishing Association of California offices. They're right next to Fisherman's Landing. We're overlooking the long-range fleet of San Diego right here, right now, and we're going to have a great show with Captain Ken Franke and some very, very special guests. Lot going on here at the Sport Fishing Association of California. It's a big open house today, and they're going to be doing a lot of things and giving away a lot of great stuff here. So come on down and join us right next to Pizza Nova. You can park in the Pizza Nova lot and enjoy what's going on here. Come on down. Sport Fishing Association offices right next to Fisherman's Landing. And this is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have Fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Bluefin tuna are here, and now is the time to take advantage of this amazing bite. The hot jig last year and this season is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. It's a totally new concept of butterfly jigging, but deadly effective. Best part, it's very simple to fish the Shimano Flatfall. Drop the jig down to where the fish are holding, then crank it up 30 feet and then free spool. Or cast the jig and let it fall while in free spool. Wait for the bite, then put it in gear and wind. It's that easy. The Shimano Flatfall is a center balanced jig and falls with a wobbling action in a horizontal position, making it irresistible to big bluefin tuna. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the Flatfall, ranging in size from the 130 gram to the 250 gram. They're back in stock now at your local Shimano dealer. So get yours now and go catch a fish of a lifetime on the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What a cool show today is going to be. We're live here at the Sport Fishing Association of California, their brand new building, brand new location, right next door to Fisherman's Landing, kind of sandwiched in between Fisherman's Landing and Pizza Nova. This is going to be a very cool show.
Watching the Searcher and the Royal Star unload their catch this morning and get ready to go back out and catch some more. That's the beauty of the location that we're at. Come on down. It's on Harbor Drive, right here next to Fisherman's Landing, and we're literally sitting in front of the Pizza Nova building here. So when you come down here, if you want to join us, you're welcome to park before lunch here, before 10 o'clock here, in the Pizza Nova parking spots here at Sun Harbor Marina. And join us here for, all kinds of stuff, right, yeah. Ken Frankie?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming to join us today. Yeah, anybody who would like to especially come down, every person that comes up into the mic and asks a question today is going to be getting a trip. And, Don, do you have a comment?
We're going to give away, at the end, we're going to draw a number of people that step up to the mic there. We have a large quantity, shall we say.
Large quantity.
Yes.
Large quantity.
And everybody, pretty much, almost, let's say almost everybody that steps up is going to get one. Most likely.
We want to have everybody win.
Okay. So, all right. So you're changing. So
yep,
we're going to have
everybody that steps up to the mic is getting a trip. And Don, Don, would you like to comment about, you know, the call-ins?
No, that's what we're going to do. We decided we have sports fishing boats from Santa Barbara to San Diego, so if somebody calls in from Santa Barbara or Oxnard or up that area, they can get a trip out of Santa Barbara or Oxnard or L.A. Harbor. All the landings up and down the coast have donated trips today for this. So we're on our way. Let's get them done.
By the way, this is Don Hansen, who's the Vice President of Sport Fishing Association California, and also the guy from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing that you hear a lot here on the show.
Don is the powerhouse and the brain trust of SAC going back decades.
Yeah,
without a doubt. Another thing important for the callers today and guests, if they come down today, we have on-site here the ability to process temporary importation applications for boaters that want to go to Mexico.
We'll do it right here.
We have a notary from the bank that we've hired. It's basically a very simple process, and all they need to do is come down. I have two gentlemen in our office from our staff processing them. Also, anybody that wants to buy bracelets to visit the protected area of the Coronados, those are going to be here as well. So, we want to make this very user-friendly today, and we got some great speakers that are going to join us to hopefully bring some clarity to both Coast Guard rules, Mexico rules, et cetera, as we go along.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Just for clarification, if somebody wants to come down, take advantage of getting a temporary importation permit process, what do they need to have? We told everybody you should call ahead just to make sure you had your ducks in a row, but if you're listening right now and think, oh, man, I really want to go do that, what do they need to bring with them to make that happen?
Great question. Passport, the registration for the vessel, a credit card, the serial numbers of the engines of the boat. We will write a letter for them down here, a template that we have that we will submit to the Mexican government for them then.
So again, show up with a passport, the registration, serial number of the outboard or motor, and a credit card, and boom, you're going to get your order processed. That's sweet.
And why do you need, who needs a temporary importation permit?
Yeah, good question. So any vessel, basically it's any vessel that enters Mexican waters, territorial waters, 0 to 12 miles from shore. Pardon me, I've got the search are getting underway here.
That's cool.
A little competition. But anyway, anybody that goes to Mexico, the rules are simple. Temporary importation document that is the piece of paper that says the boat can go to Mexico. You get your fishing license. That's pretty straightforward. You get your FMM, your visitor document. You can get that online by going to the SAC website. And then finally, the bracelet now, if you go into the protected areas, all of the landings in San Diego, as well as Dana landing, the market landing Mission over Bay. Mission Bay, all of them now have the bracelets available. Just a couple, I want to say less than $5, and you're all set to go. But anybody that has any questions, they just need to call our office. We'll be happy to help them do their documentation and such.
So the temporary importation permit is good for 10 years.
10 years. It's
10 years.
$55.
$55 is good for 10 years. If you're going into Mexico, especially if you're making landfall in Ensenada, you absolutely have to have it. But you absolutely have to have it if you're going to the Coronado Islands. If you don't have one on your boat and you plan on fishing the Coronado Islands, trust me, I've been through this process before. This is going to be the easiest, simplest way you can get one right now here today at the SAC office, because it's a little bit of a complicated process, but Ken streamlined it here and made it very simple for our listeners to come down and do it like right now.
Yeah, and that's the goal of the show today, is to provide information, operational information. If you want to engage in marine recreation on our coast, we're going to hopefully answer a whole lot of those questions today with some of the speakers that we have. But I think for the Mexico piece, 0 to 12 miles, those are the rules. Outside of 12 miles, you do not need a temporary importation document. You just need your Mexican fishing license.
Yes. Okay. What if you're passing through the Coronados on the way to an offshore bank?
Yeah, you do have a right by international law to innocent passage. Do not have hooks on your rods. Do not have fishing tackle rigged up to go. And as long as you're on a straight line course through an area, you're entitled to pass through, and you do not need any additional documentation.
Okay. Good answer.
No fish on the boat, right?
Yeah, yeah. If it looks like you're engaging in fishing activities in the territorial waters, game over.
You need it.
You need it.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So you have some very, very distinguished guests sitting next to you right here right here on the waterfront here at the Sport Fishing Association of California offices. So come on down and join us. We have room. We have free food. There's free food inside, and coffee and the whole thing.
Coffee, donuts, you bet.
Yeah, indeed.
No. So we have a couple of guests I'd like to introduce. We have Commander Chris Jehovich, very, very pro-boater, working his rear end off for years in this maritime community, helping people resolve issues, and he's my go-to person. He's the chief of prevention in San Diego, and also Chief Warrant Officer Greg Cable, who is just arrived from Florida, expert on charter vessels and such, and we've invited them to come. And two issues. Number one is legal. How do you obtain information about legal operations of a vessel? Like, you want to take your family on a boat. We thought it would be a good idea to bring clarity on what kind of questions should they ask. And then the second issue is, independent of that, San Clemente Island, the military operations out there, we need to talk about what do people need to do in order to operate around there, and how can they avoid getting in the situation, which happened 2 days ago, where boaters got in the middle of live fire exercise. Those kind of things are really dangerous, and we thought this would be a great opportunity to bring it up. So with that, Commander, thank you very much for joining us today.
Good morning, Ken. Thanks for having us. Thanks for that tremendous introduction, a little bit over the top, but again, thank you for having
hey,
us
he earned
here
it.
This morning.
Yeah.
So illegal charter boats, if maybe we can address that one first. A family comes to San Diego or any of the coastal communities, and they want to hire a boat to charter for their family. What do you gentlemen recommend? What are the questions they should be asking?
Well, thank you, Ken. Some of the questions that I usually tell the people to ask first is do your own research. Make sure that you're checking into, you know, the internet. Do a background check on the boats. Get some of those sites like Yelp that have reviews on them. And then when you're talking to the people and you're getting on board, you want to double check to see if they have a merchant mariner credential possibly. Not all boats require a merchant mariner credential, but if they have one, that shows that they do have some education and experience out on the water. Then you want to see if they have potentially a certificate of inspection, which of course is for our inspected vessels out there. And then beyond that, you just want to make sure that you're getting the proper safety briefings. to make sure that you know where the fire extinguishers are, your life jackets are, in the event of an emergency. If they can answer those questions then you can, and you feel pretty comfortable, then you should be okay.
What constitutes an illegal charter?
Illegal charter has a lot of different variances to it. Uh-huh. That is a big term that a lot of people, some people see illegal charter in one legal meaning, some people see it in another. The best way that I explain it to people is that basically it's an illegal passenger operation. Most people are familiar with the different terms, six-pack, 12-pack, certificated vessel. And then we also now have the new term, bare boat charter, which has become pretty popular recently and was popular in my time in Miami. And these are the vessels that basically, it's like renting a car is the best way I explain it.
Uh-huh.
You go there, you sign a contract, it's for a certain period of time, you hire a captain, or the owner of the boat can provide one for you, but you have to choose it, they can't provide food. You should do what's called a survey, which is like walking around the vessel to see what damage is out there.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way that's the bareboat charters out there.
Okay. Yeah. So here in Southern California, San Diego, somebody wants to go fishing. And they call up a guy and say, yeah, I'll take you fishing. If you're paying that person to take you fishing, that is a charter.
That is a passenger operation, yes.
Okay. What if you're going out with a guy that you know, and at the end of the day he goes, hey, you want to chip in for fuel? Is that a charter?
No, not if it's voluntary.
It's voluntary.
The time that becomes a passenger for hire is when that consideration is given.
Okay.
That's a legal term, is consideration.
For the actual event.
For the actual event.
Okay.
So if someone volunteers, like if you were to take your friend's car out and say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and put $5 of gas in your car, then that would be fine.
Okay.
But if you were to say, hey, it's required you give me such and such or such and such, then that makes it a consideration and passenger for hire.
So when you're actually passenger for hire, does the person running that boat have to be a licensed captain?
For 6-pack, 12-pack, certificated vessels, yes.
Yes.
Bare boat charters, the ones that I spoke about earlier, no, they do not have to.
Okay.
Have a credential.
What is the difference, again, say, let's differentiate. Bare boat charter versus a charter. Go over that because it's a little confusing.
Okay. Well, basically, all right, let me cover the term, six-pack. Basically, six-packs means that you can carry six passengers or less.
Okay.
The captain has to have a credential.
Okay.
And, of course, proper documentation on their state registration or their certificate of documentation. So that's 100 gross tons or less, your size of your vessel. We have 12-pack. Same requirements, except that the vessel is over 100 gross tons. The captain has to have a merchant mariner credential. They have to have their proper documentation. And basically, they can't carry more than 12 passengers. Like I said, the certificated vessels are the ones that the Coast Guard inspect, and then we state the number of people that can be carried on board by stability regulations. And then we have the bare boat charters, which is, like I explained before, is you are signing a contract. You are the charterer. It's taking ownership of that vessel for a period of time.
I get it.
4 hours, 6 hours. And that's why I compare.
So the vessel is your responsibility at that point, versus if you're going on a six-pack, it is the captain's responsibility.
That is correct.
Okay, all right.
So they're handing you the car keys.
Yeah, gotcha.
It's like renting a car.
Like renting a car. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
What about drug and alcohol programs?
That was going to be my next topic. On all of these programs here, the six-pack, the 12-pack, the certificated vessels, the captains and anybody in a safety-sensitive position has to be enrolled in a consortium for random drug testing.
Okay. So let's address that because that's an important subject too. Okay, let's say, of course, marijuana is legal in California, but somebody comes on a boat and brings marijuana. Are they still legal?
Are you asking, is the person legal, or is the...
Is the captain allowed to allow people to smoke marijuana on the boat? Let's phrase it this way. If Coast Guard comes aboard and inspects the boat and finds marijuana on somebody's person on that boat, are they in violation?
So even though that marijuana is legal in the state of California, it is still illegal federally.
Federally, okay.
So as soon as that vessel departs the dock and enters into federal waters, that is a violation of federal law to have marijuana on your possession or being use of marijuana.
Okay, and what constitutes federal waters?
So federal waters, anytime you go outside of state waters, there's the state line. As soon as you essentially go outside the mouth here in San Diego Bay, you're entering into state waters.
You're entering into federal,
I mean federal waters.
So
federal
it's
waters.
Not a three-mile limit. It's actually right outside the harbor.
It's
federal water.
Yeah, the state water and the federal water line, correct.
That's the line right there. Okay, yes. Interesting.
Yeah, so, one thing, Pete, on every SAC boat now, we've distributed placards and just try to make it very clear to everybody, leave your marijuana in the car. Don't be bringing it on the boat. And we really haven't had any problem.
Okay.
So it's been just a matter of education. And Commander Drahovich, in the very beginning, was helped facilitate part of the education kickoff that we did, and it's worked out real well.
Okay, very good. All right, as you can hear, we have a lot to cover here. We want to talk to Commander Drahovich about San Clemente Island.
Yeah,
we want to talk about Don Hansen with all the different things that he's doing to help our fisheries. And then we want to talk to you, too, both here in our live audience as well as on the phones. Right, Rick?
You're not kidding, man. Talk about a great show and a great opportunity, more so just for this killer information. But, boy, as an added bonus, talk about a great opportunity to win some great prizes. You're going to get to go fishing, giving away trips to just about everybody today. Going to be a lot of fun. And if you want to join us, the best thing to do is just come down here. We got a great spot, again, live at the Sport Fishing Association of California offices, right in between Fisherman's Landing and Pizza Nova, right on the water. Come on down, step up to the microphone and ask a question. And if you're on your way down or you want to call us from home, we can do that too. Two ways you can join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or reach us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only taking your phone calls, lots of great information, tons of great fishing trips to different locations all the way up and down the coast. All of the participating sport fishing landings that are part of SAC are going to be involved in giving away great trips. So, it's going to be a great time.
Everybody that gets on the air on the phones, Adam's going to take your phone number, and we're going to give you a trip. You're going to give you a trip to your local landing.
Correct.
And everybody that steps up to the mic here today, we're
going
to give you a trip.
Everyone.
How about that?
That's so cool.
Come on down
and
give
cool.
us a call.
I got two Coast Guard officers here going, and where's mine?
Yeah, they're on the mic. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show. We're looking forward to seeing you. We're looking forward to hearing from you. And when we come back, we're taking those phone calls, taking those stand-up questions. So much good information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and a Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 3rd. Check fishermanslanding.com.
You know, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I got to tell you, right now, tuna fishing still happening, and of course, long-range fishing. And what's the gear you're going to recommend for people at Fisherman's Landing Tackle right now to go fishing on the long range?
If you're going long range and on like the Royal Star, leaving on a 7 day right now, or you're going to be fishing the ridge, where you might be doing everything from catching yellowtail one day, big tuna the next day, Talica 12 would be my number one reel of choice.
Love that reel.
Small, fits in your hand very well, fishes 40 to 60 pound just right, but you know, still small enough and castable that school size tuna and yellowtail are perfect, but should you hook 100-pounder, you've got more than enough machine in your hand to get the job done.
That reel is so versatile,
yeah.
And that's the thing about it, versatility and power right in your hand. You match that with a comparable Therese rod, you have such a lightweight and powerful gear that you can land fish from 10 to 100 pounds.
Exactly.
Right
exactly,
there.
Exactly.
Check it out at your local Shimano dealer, the Talica Therese combo. You can't beat it.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event is back. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 6 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes come with 6 full years of warranty protection. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends November 19th, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 36-month limited warranty and 36-month Yamaha extended service contract. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, live here at the SAC office. Beautiful Sport Fishing Association of California. Brand new building right here at Fisherman's Landing. And, man, having a good show.
Yeah, indeed. And if you want to get through on the phones, 858-457-1090.
Oh, yeah. No, Ken wants to open to the guys.
Yeah, also, if you want to step up to the mic here. Jump in on it, because everybody's going to win a trip today.
Yeah.
A trip to one of the Sport Fishing Association of California landings. And, Ken, before we go on, a lot of people may not understand what Sport Fishing Association of California is. What
sure.
Is it?
Basically, it's a nonprofit funded by the commercial passenger industry, but a lot of what we do spills over to the private boaters. So, as you know, everything we do in Mexico, everything we do in California, and with NOAA and NIMS, we always are looking out for everybody, the broad spectrum, whether it's regulations, education, et cetera. And I did have one thing I wanted to ask Commander Jovovich, the illegal charter boats. So what would be the penalties for somebody to operate an illegal charter vessel?
Sure, Ken. So the Coast Guard here locally in San Diego has really put forth the initiative to address illegal charter operations in San Diego over the last several years, and it actually has been the model for the Coast Guard throughout the United States of addressing these illegal charter operations. And, you know, what these folks are doing, it's about the safety of the passengers, and if the Coast Guard finds these individuals operating illegally, not in accordance with federal law, there can be ramifications to the point that, number one, the voyage itself will be terminated and everybody will have to go back to the dock. But if the mariner holds a U.S. Coast Guard license credential, his credential could be in jeopardy of suspension and or revocation, depending on the severity of the operation. They can face monetary civil penalties up to $90,000 for violating federal law. And then in repeat cases, they can also be prosecuted criminally by the U.S. attorney.
Wow. And so in order to not be an illegal charter, what do you need to do? Let's say I have a six-pack boat and I take passengers for hire. I have a Coast Guard license. What do I need to do to be a legal charter in San Diego?
Well, for the six-packs there, if you have your credential and you are enrolled in a drug and alcohol program, then you're okay. As long as you have the proper, like I said before, either state registration or certificate of documentation.
Okay. But do you have to register with the port to not be legal? Or
I think I'd like to jump in on that.
Yeah.
That's on the civilian side.
Okay.
And the port is, in each harbor, they have unique regulations. In this harbor here, yes, you have to be You have to be entered into a lease agreement with somebody. But that they're going to have an ordinance change here shortly. Another issue is insurance. They want to make sure you have insurance.
Proper insurance.
Yeah, so there's just...
But that's not what the Coast Guard's concerned
with. Coast Guard, they've addressed what they're concerned with. The police department will be the ones dealing with the rest of it.
That's
sure.
That's good stuff.
Pete, you want to have some folks ask a few questions, and then we can jump into the San Clemente Island topic.
Absolutely. William is here from San Diego. William, you're first up. Step up to the mic there. Thanks for coming down to the Sport Fishing Association of California office. Mike's right here. Our expert engineer here, Rick Cutler, has set us up beautifully, as he always does.
What's up, William?
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. I was going to ask the Coast Guard, what's the most common infraction that we're seeing from the San Diego Harbor area? Is something that you've seen or that your statistics show that are happening here local?
Are you talking about with regards to illegal charter operations? Or
it could be with any, just let's say any infractions, not just charter.
So on the illegal charter operations, probably the most common one that we see, Greg, is...
too many passengers for a vessel.
Yeah, so if they just have a credential to take six passengers, we'll see eight or nine. And then same thing with the 12, we'll see 14, sometimes 15 on there. On the law enforcement boarding side, some of the most common infractions we see are expired life-saving gear on board, whether it's flares or... lack of personal flotation devices for everybody on board their vessel. So, you know, law states that you have to have one personal flotation device for each passenger on board. So sometimes they won't have enough.
And you have those laws obviously published so that a skipper,
sir.
A captain, or any owner can go through the whole thing?
They're all published in Title 46 of the Code of Federal Regulations and also in Title 33. Those are the Coast Guard federal regulations.
Thank you.
Those requirements change based on how near or far shore a boat is, or how big or small the boat is, or number of passengers? I mean, is it set all the time?
That is correct. Yes, they do change. They get more stringent the farther offshore you go, and that's in relation to the offshore search and rescue capabilities. You know, the further offshore you go, and if you're in an emergency, it's just more difficult, you know, for the Coast Guard or any other agency to respond.
I'm just thinking in terms of San Clemente Island. That's been, you know, such a hub of fishing lately, and that's just farther offshore than a lot of our boats are commonly going. I mean, as private vessels, you know, more so like that. That's just been a, you know, you're starting to get a ways out to the west now, and, you know, 50
sure.
miles down the beach, but only 10 miles offshore is a lot different than 50 miles offshore, or 70 miles offshore.
Correct.
Maybe let's just jump right into that, the San Clemente Island. And then
good
we'll
idea.
Take the rest.
Thanks a lot for coming down to
Sport Fishing
Association.
So San Clemente Island, everybody knows, is just great fishing around there right now. Commander, what's going on out there that we need to be aware of?
Sure. So the Coast Guard has responsibility for the restricted waterway access surrounding San Clemente Island. And we talked earlier about federal regulations, specifically in 33 Code of Federal Regulations, Part 165, are the security zones that surround San Clemente Island that the Coast Guard is responsible for enforcing and maintaining. So we get the Coast Guard, in partnership with the Navy, who operates San Clemente Island, notification of folks that are in these areas when they are closed for exercises for the Navy. So it's the Coast Guard's responsibility to take enforcement action against these individuals who violate the security zone around San Clemente Island. The Coast Guard, for the last several years, have published a safety and security bulletin, which I actually brought a copy of one here, and we can send it if requested. Anybody on the phone wants a copy. The only thing that has gone up for failure to comply with these regulations, they can result in civil penalties up to $90,000 if you do violate one of these security zones.
Yeah, one of the things lately, you know, fishing's been amazing around San Clemente Island. I don't think we can stress enough, they need to go to sciland.org, before they go on their trip, so that they can make sure that they're not going to get in the middle of a live fire exercise, which we did have happen 2 days ago. That completely messes up the military and jeopardizes our future access to the area. So I can't stress enough how important it is that we stay clear of it.
So I have a question, Commander. being one that fishes San Clemente Island, you look at the Navy closure schedule, and sometimes it's not accurate. You go there, and you find that the area that shows closed on the schedule is actually open, and you're able to fish. When do you know when you are in violation, you need to get out of there?
So I can't really speak for the Navy as far as the schedule changing and everything. You know, what the message from them is, understandably, that you may not have cell phone coverage to be able to check the website on you on the way out. You can also go to channel 82 Alpha on your VHF radio, call sign Kraken, and just verify, you know, what area that you may be wanting to go to fish to is actually either open or closed. So you can do that in and
out. I think you can get, if correct me if I'm wrong, I think you can get Kraken also on channel 16 too, right?
That I'm unaware
okay.
of. It's possible.
All right. And so if you call them and say I'm planning on going here on the radio, they'll tell you, yeah, we're doing exercises, or no, you're good.
That's correct. You know, okay. You can tell them that, you know, hey, I looked at the website this morning. This area showed open or closed, and I intend to go to that area. I just want to verify that that's still the status, because things do change, sure. You know, while they're yeah. out there, depending on the exercises.
If you're in that area and they're hailing you on the radio, or the helicopter's flying overhead, that's usually a good indicator you need to get out of there. Right?
Sure,
there.
Absolutely. And what happens is you know, we've had several meetings with the Navy and giving them a checklist and procedures in place to help the Coast Guard find these actual folks that do violate the security zones, to give us that information, and then that goes to Chief Warrant Officer Cable's office to do any type of enforcement action against these violators. And then we get those notifications every so often when the Navy finds these folks in these areas that are closed.
So if you have your radio off and you're just ignoring the signs that the Navy is giving you, that's when you guys come into action, right?
Sure. We get that information from San Clemente Island, the Navy out there. They'll take overhead photos, you know, from helicopters. They have their radar. Anything that can essentially point to this vessel operated by this individual was in this location, and it was published by them that it was closed and you're not supposed to be in there.
Okay, gotcha. Good information. Scott Sherman is here. Councilman?
Morning, Scott.
He's taking advantage of some of that free food in there.
No.
What's up, Scott?
I was actually on my phone, sorry. Just wanted to come down and say thank you to you guys and to the Sport Fishing Association. I mean, the work that Ken does here doesn't have to be for the private boater. I mean, you represent the Sport Fishing Association, but the amount of work you do on behalf of the private boater, us, the people that listen to this show, it's kind of goes above and beyond. I mean, we've taken trips down to Mexico to try and deal with visa issues with the government down there and done a lot of different things together. And I just wanted to say thank you for working with us so much for the private industry, which really isn't in your job description, I don't think.
Yeah, but you're right.
Not
yeah.
isn't really, isn't at all.
Isn't
I mean,
at
this
all.
Is funded by the sport fishing boats. I mean, the reality is you guys shouldn't be doing anything and go way out of your way to help. I'm with Sherm. I mean, I'm a private boater, too. Like, the amount of benefit that we've received from SAC, which, frankly, none of us as private boaters put any funds into all the hard work that you and your team do. I mean, between bracelets and access, and there's so much that we get benefit from a group of individuals that are solely paid for by sport fishing. I mean, I'm with Sherman, man. Mega hats off. You guys do so much on our behalf that you really don't need to.
Very kind. We appreciate those words and team effort, and we recognize that the private boating community having access to the same areas as the bigger boats is very important. And, frankly, a lot of the private boaters go on the big boats as well. But, Scott, you are my go-to guy at the City Council. This gentleman is always stepping up and helping the marine industry, so thank you.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, buddy, anytime. And anything I can do in the next 811 days in this job, you let me know.
And how many hours? All right, thanks, Sherm, for coming down.
Well, with that, it's time to find out what's going on down in Mexico. it's time for the Catch Report with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Today, the Catch Report has been sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. With the local tuna and yellowtail that's happening right now, you should make that Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design and wire size to make it easy for you to hook your bait and put your fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus Hooks at your favorite tackle store. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, Ricky. Hope you guys are doing pretty well down there in San Diego, and it's a good show as usual. And let me tell you, the fishing is incredible from La Paz all the way down to San Jose del Cabo and Cabo San Lucas. There's a large stretch of tuna really entrenched in there from the north end of Saravo Island all the way down to the tip of Baja. There's nice, good, great quality tuna, anywhere from 20 to 100 pounds. Guys are catching them on live sardinas, dead sardinas, chunks of squid. So some really, really good tuna action going on. And the good news, too, is the Wahoo looks like it's that time of year, you know, down to San Jose, Little Cabo, and, of course, off that east end of Saravo Island. They're starting to come in now, and once that water cools a little bit, I think you're going to see a really good wahoo bite that's going to start taking effect here probably in the next week or two, hopefully just in time for our Cast Tours Wahoo Rumble in San Jose del Cabo first part of November. And, of course, that's what we always target, but we always get a lot of tuna and a lot of dorado that time of year also. As far as billfish go, blue marlin, black marlin, a few stripers still around, but that's really coming on really well. And I believe the Bisbee ought to be coming up here this coming about 2 weeks. So that should be looks like that could be really, really good for them on their tournament. But as far as the other species go, some off of La Paz there, Punta Perico, they're near Muertos Bay, just around the corner from Muertos. They were getting some nice dog tooth snapper up to 30, 40 pounds, which is kind of unusual this late into the season. Normally that's a really good spring, early summer fishery. But anybody going down there, suggest you take at least 150, 60-pound troller, 40-pound jigging outfit, and maybe a 30-pound light bait rod. But it's happening, and it's going to get better as we get into November. So stand by.
Otherwise, sounds fantastic. Castman, it sounds great. Of course, we're going down on our Let's Talk Hookup Palmas de Cortez 24th annual Fall Spectacular. We leave Thursday. We have a group of 61 in our tournament down there. It sounds like very, very good timing.
Yeah, you guys are going to hit it really well. And the weather looks really good. There's a hurricane off the coast, kind of far out in the Pacific. But they're expecting for that particular, I think it's Hurricane Sergio, to make a turn like Rosa did and then head back to the Baja and probably come ashore somewhere around Guerrero Negro or just north of there. So you should be fine from that, and that's supposed to be in about a week. So we'll see. I'm hoping it continues out toward Hawaii, but, you know, we'll see what's going to go on. But don't forget, we got our Loretto Rumble, May 19 to 23. Still got about half a dozen rooms left in that. So if you guys are thinking about going, give me a call at Cast Tours. 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
You know, our chief engineer here, Rick Cutler, showed me a picture this morning of our broadcast site here this morning, and he said, but here's my favorite one, and it was a picture of Loretto at the La Mission. So Rick's ready to go back, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot, Castman, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, boys.
Thanks a lot, Cass. Well, the phones are packing up again. If you want to get your opportunity to get through in the phones this morning, two ways you can do it. Local line, that's 858 area code 457-1090, or get us toll-free. That toll-free number, 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Brian, who's calling us from Wildomar this morning. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How you doing this morning?
Great. And what first question would be, what's your local landing? Where do you like to go fishing?
Seaport.
Okay.
Seaport. Yeah, I'm Wildomar, but yeah, San Diego or Mr. Hansen, I just want to say I appreciate you. I haven't had the chance or opportunity, so this is a shake your hand over the phone. I appreciate everything that you do.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
My question was, you guys are making it so easy to get the temporary importation permits, but like me, I'm not Johnny on the spot. I'm actually at work today. Do you guys do something like this at, for example, Fred Hall show? So I can get my ducks in order and meet you guys.
Yeah, we do not do it there. Yeah, we do not do it there. But frankly, any day of the week you have time, call our office, and we'll talk you through it. The instructions are very simple to follow on our website, CaliforniaSportFishing.org. So
you can do it yourself.
It's easy.
But well, easy for you, Ken. Yeah. But I've done it. I've done it. It's not that easy. And this is like, that's why I encourage private boaters, if you want to get it, if you want to go fish Coronado Islands, you need a temporary importation permit, just come down here this morning and get it. Because
yeah,
it's so, they're making it so simple for you. They'll do the whole process for you, and there's no charge for it. So you can get it done here at the Sport Fishing Association office this morning. But like I said, like Ken said, if you can't get down here, call them up. They'll talk to
you. We help people all the time. Yeah. We don't mind at all coming in or just giving us a call if you're from out of town, and we'll talk you through it.
Very good.
I'll tell you, your website, too, is so we refer everybody to at the tackle store that's looking for information about that. I mean, it's very well written. It's very well spelled out in English. You need this, you need this, you need that. Now click here to pay the fees. Or you need this, this, and that. Now click here to fill out your paperwork. I mean, you did a really nice job.
And once again, if you're coming down this morning, you want the temporary importation permit, go through the list of what you need to bring with you today.
Yeah, so you're going to have your passport, your vessel documentation, the registration. You're going to have a credit card. And
it's $55.
$55.
And 10 years.
Serial number of the engine of your boat.
Serial number. If you have two engines, you need both serial numbers.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. Very good. All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more stand-up mic questions. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, this is Jeff from Sagos Kayak Fishing. Year one was a huge success for us down at the island, and we are already having very good fishing for our trips in 2018. Our fleet of Hobie kayaks are fully dialed in. Our beautiful secluded compound has all the creature comforts that will make you feel right at home. My warm, friendly staff will take care of all your needs while you are with us, and I will personally guide you at all my favorite spots around this majestic island. Pack light as we are washing clothes every day, and our fully stocked tackle shop has everything you need to ensure a great time at the island. Our biggest upgrade this year was to our menu. With the addition of our beautiful Traeger grill, we are enjoying some fabulous lunch and dinner meals, as well as smoking lots of fish for you to bring home and enjoy weeks after your trip returns. Come join me for your next trip to Sagos Island for fishing or just exploring. Visit our website at www.sagoskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507. I'll make sure you have all the info you need for a successful trip to Sagos Island.
Saturday, November 3rd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, top tackle manufacturers like Aftco showing off their full line of clothing built for saltwater anglers. Check Aftco out at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 3rd.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pro, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar of the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
I always wear a life jacket when I'm on the water because I'm lazy. I like floating like a giant turtle covered with SPF 50. The life jacket does the work. I highly recommend this to everyone. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Sean from Fisherman's Processing was just here. And Dwayne from San Diego Anglers said he had to go cut fish. But this is, you know, it's lobster season in San Diego. And they have live lobster at Fish Pros The Market at Fisherman's Processing now. $21.95 a pound.
Wow, that's way better than last year.
Last year, the wholesale price was close to that.
That's crazy. Yeah. I was going to say that it was like $40 a pound last year. No kidding.
$21.95 a pound at Fisherman's. Fish Pros The Market at Fisherman's Processing right at Liberty Station. Just go over there and have a lobster dinner. You don't have to go out and suffer on the
You don't feel like staying up till midnight and getting wet and pulling hoops all night.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not a bad deal.
So go check that out. Hey, let's get back to some great questions here. We're live at the Sport Fishing Association of California office here. Have a great crowd. Come on down. You still have plenty of time. There's food. Get your temporary importation permits processed. Ask questions. Make comments. Come on down. It's right next to Fisherman's Landing. You can park in the Pizza Nova parking lot here until about 10 o'clock, and it'll be fine. And just come on down and join us. We're having some fun. Clyde is here from San Diego. Clyde, thanks for coming down. Appreciate you
coming
down to the Sport Fishing Association of California office.
Morning.
What's up, Clyde?
I bought a used boat with an existing temporary importation permit. The owner doesn't live locally. Is there anything I can do to cancel it?
Yeah, there is.
Good question.
You know,
great
question. A little bit complicated response, so I'm going to refer you into our office. But yeah, there is a process, and it requires that you go to the embassy or the consulate up in Los Angeles. But we can brief you on how to do that. And so
you physically have to take that to the consulate to cancel
it? If he does not have the previous owner handle available to cancel it, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So if you're buying, so the hint there would be if you're buying a boat, it has a temporary importation permit.
Grab the old owner and
have him cancel.
It's much easier to have them cancel it versus you do it without an owner.
And what would the old owner can just do it on the phone or?
There is a process. The old owner's going to actually have to go and take in the old one.
Okay.
But we can coach them on that.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Would I be able to bring the owner's copy and do it myself?
You know, that would require a phone call to the bank, I think. But we can do that as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. You bet.
So, they'll help you out, give you some answers. And
yeah, getting the old one canceled is very, very important.
That's harder than getting the new one.
It's all about process. The other option is to go to Ensenada.
Yeah.
You know, but we've been doing it up at the consulate in Los Angeles. We've actually taken groups up there and done the cancellations and then got the renewals done.
All right. Very good. Joe from Oceanside. Joe, thanks for coming down, Joe.
Where he wants to fish.
What's up, Joe?
How you guys all doing today?
Great.
All right. My question, I haven't been to the Coronados on my boat since the FMM, so I'm kind of a little leery because I don't know how to do it, but I want to get back down there. One thing that I want to know about are the bracelets. I've heard that you go buy them and you give them a date.
Yes.
Why do I need to give them a date, and do I have to use it on that specific day, or can you use it another time?
We want to separate the FMMs from the bracelets. The FMM is a visitor document for immigration. You have to do that. You can go to the SAC website. The instructions are pretty simple for that. And you pay for your FMM individually, and that's printed out. Separate from that is the bracelet. Well, I'd equate it to visiting a national park. and you put the bracelet on, and on the bracelet is where we write the date of whatever your trip is. And the landings, we require that for Mexico City that we actually have the date on their spreadsheet that you're going to be fishing down there. They have to match. So
if they don't match, am I going to be in violation of something? Or
they got to match. The reason why, frankly, is it's to prevent people from cheating. Otherwise, they just buy a bracelet, throw it on the dashboard of the boat. Here comes the Mexican Navy, and then they put it on. So
I like that idea.
Yeah, that's the reason why when the landings issue them, they write the actual date of fishing, and then they enter the date of fishing on the spreadsheet, and at the end of the month, that has to go to the attorney in Mexico City.
Okay, thank you.
Steve here in the back from Fisherman's Landing, he's got our bracelets there, just so you can check them out for that matter. I mean, they're, like I said, super easy to get. They're $5, and that's the one nice thing is the requirement for getting them is very easy also. We just basically need to know the owner of the boat's name of the boat, and then the number of bracelets that one wishes to purchase, and then obviously the date for them. And, you know, you don't have to be the one, you know, it doesn't have to be the boat owner that comes in to pick everything up. If, you know, if you can't go and you want to send in one of your buddies, he can buy for the whole group. We don't need passports or that kind of stuff. They've made the bracelets very easy to obtain. And
five
like you
bucks
say,
a piece.
It's obvious why you can't, you know, you have to have the date. Yeah. Just like you said, Kevin, you'd buy. You'd
be somebody, nice if you could just have
sure, somebody would buy two, yeah. And that would be that. But that is
and it's all about process. And what we're going to do with the Mexican government transition, we're going to go down and meet with them with a list of recommendations that we think will help smooth some processes.
But yeah, and here's the deal. Ken and I have discussed this at great length. It's not a right, it's a privilege to be able to fish in Mexico. And if we can show them that we're bringing income to their country,
exactly,
it's going to make it that much easier for us to access these areas rather than have them close these areas.
The more bracelets and FMMs and fishing license sold, the more I would foresee ensuring access to those areas in the future.
No question. Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Well, they're definitely packed up. Let's start it off with Chuck. He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Great show.
Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, you know, these guys go on board and drink too much, and they leave it up to a deckhand at night to, you know, maintain these guys. And there's some set standard rules for these guys. And then that new e-cig, how do you tell the difference between that, tobacco, and marijuana? You know, it's kind of crazy. And a question for Pete, were those extra tickets we bought when we did the fishing for Rolo reels, is that at the end of the whole thing? Is that a special one, or what's up with that?
Go ahead, Commander.
So first question, I think, was a little garbled there, was on drinking on boats and how it's handled and whether it's, you know, I think he was talking about going on a sport fishing boat and how that responsibility relies on captain and crew to police that.
Sure. So ultimately, the master is responsible for the overall safety of his crew or her crew and the passengers on board. So if there's any condition on there that would potentially impede the safe operation of the vessel, and it doesn't have to be strictly alcohol. It can be behavior or, you know, illicit drugs or anything like that. The individual can be held accountable. You know, when I would advise them to notify the local authorities, you know, when they get ready to head back to their landing spot or where they initially picked everybody up and they're going to be dropping them off. But also civilly, the Coast Guard can take enforcement action against that individual. We have done that in the past. Folks have jumped off vessels prior to them either getting underway or pulling in. So that falls under the federal law of impeding the safe operation of the vessel. We have had altercations where people have had a fight on board and where the crews had to break that up and crew members have gotten injured, and those individuals have been held accountable for impeding safe operation of a vessel.
So what are the limitations on alcohol? When is it? When are you in violation of operating a vessel on the water?
Oh, so federally, the regulations stipulate that no alcohol can be consumed on board, essentially, but the blood alcohol content level for operating a commercial vessel is 0.04.
0.04 on a commercial
0.04,
vessel.
Right, and on a recreational, it's 0.08.
Which is the same as on the highway.
Correct.
Okay, all right, very good. Good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go ahead and grab one more step up to the mic. Michael Mayer. Michael, come on, step up.
Morning, Michael.
Well outfitted, and let's talk about garb, I might add.
Morning, guys. Morning,
Michael.
Guy.
Everybody knows my favorite.
That's right.
Landing. It's Fisherman's Landing. I got a question. Well, when I was on a two-day trip, which was great, we limited out, I was hearing about bracelets and biosphere. How does that work with just a regular person like me that goes on commercial boats? And how does it work with private boaters and bracelets? Is where do you get this stuff? Because we didn't have them. I didn't know it was something new that I heard about. And is there fees? That's another fee that Mexico's collecting? So do you have to have it to go on?
So I'll try and answer that for you. So, again, the bracelet is nothing more than, I'll call it, the National Park Service on the water in Mexico. Each area, it's a Pacific Island biosphere. Each area has on a chart an area that's boxed off that if we enter it and engage in sport fishing, we have to have a bracelet, a paper bracelet on each person. If it's on a commercial passenger boat, they get them for you. You don't have to think about it. They'll hand them out, and they put them on you. If you're a private boater, you go to one of the landings, one of the SAC landings, and they'll sell them to you. And then with the day that you go fishing, you put them on, you're good to go.
Okay, and I got one other question. Is the Coast Guard, years ago, me and my pops went down to the Coast Guard here, and they had boat safety classes. Do they still hold those now, the basic boating skills?
So, yes, the Coast Guard does offer basic boating safety. We also have a, if it's a recreational vessel, we have a volunteer safety decal program that's usually run by the Coast Guard Auxiliary, the volunteer organization. So you can just call our office down here on Harbor Drive and schedule one of those safety exams, and they'll be happy voluntarily. It's free of charge. They'll come out there and look at your boat, and then you can also get boating safety education from them as well.
I could get my brother down there.
Yeah, and I might add, too, that Coast Guard has a whole auxiliary that does great work out there.
Absolutely.
Hey, Greg, real quick question. If somebody wants to call in and just find out, am I legal, and it's dealing with charter boats, what phone number would you like them to call?
I would ask that they call my number directly. It's 619-278-7256. 619-278-7256.
Great. Yeah. So that's a good resource if somebody wants to get in the business to make sure they're doing it right. Call the Coast Guard first. And
yeah.
I think you'd be in good shape.
And I tell you guys, thank you, Commander and Greg, for coming down this morning, and you can hang around, ask some questions here, answer some questions, but we appreciate you being on the air here.
Awesome, yes.
And it's really nice that you're making yourselves available to people to answer questions, and thank you for all your dedication and hard work.
Thank you for having us. Yes. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. And we've got a lot more coming because, questions about education, second hour, there's going to be some great stuff coming, right, Rick?
You're not kidding, man. Lots of great fun, lots of great stuff coming your way. Again, if you want to join us in that second hour, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're taking more of your phone calls. We're checking with the Catch Report, find out what's biting, and we're giving away a lot of fishing trips. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled.
filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
XEBRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting Van Wormer Resort. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up. This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whaler's Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whaler's Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.